Coach at Villanova, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Before we look ahead at the big game on Saturday, an impressive performance by your team, 33-10 over Towson. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Yeah, I really like the way our guys have been playing, as I've mentioned in some previous weeks. I think we're playing pretty physical right now. We're playing fairly fundamentally sound, although we did get off to a slow start, opening possession of a turnover, but our defense responded and did a really good job getting off the field on that first possession in sudden change situation. Way too many penalties early on. You know, some things we obviously need to clean up there. Some false starts and things. Just the mental stuff that needs some cleaning up. Pretty emotional day. It's always good to get a win at home. Obviously, it's always great to get a win on senior day. So maybe some of that early emotion had a little something to do with it. But running game was a little stale at the beginning. We didn't get that going until really the second half. But we were fortunate enough to hit some big plays in the pass game. So, and our key right now is we've stayed relatively healthy this year. So we're able to distribute the ball to a lot of different people. Our defense did a great job getting off the field on third downs and a couple fourth down opportunities. And, really pleased, obviously, with the outcome.
You touched on the big plays. Rajon Pringle again, 79 and 63 yards this time to really give you a little cushion in the first half. He's averaging now 28 yards per catch, an unbelievable total. Just maybe talk about the year that he's had.
Yeah, Rajon's doing a really good job. Obviously, like most wide receivers, he would love more targets, but we have good balance and we try to maintain balance between run and pass. And we try to take what's there. So fortunately, he's a guy that works really hard in practice and he takes great care of his body off the field. He's always in the training room or in the weight room doing extra things on his own. He does a great job with film study. He's been playing a ton of football. So, you know, obviously all the experience he has under his belt allows him to read coverage as well. And he's been really focused and doing a great job. So when the opportunities for him to make some of the plays, especially the last few weeks, he's been coming up and making those plays and being able to get behind people at times and then maybe even catching a short one and turning into a bigger gain with the way he's able to run with it after the catch. So Rajon's having a heck of a year. Like you said, averaging a lot per catch, but doesn't have a ton of catches compared to some of the other guys in the league statistically. Just we don't throw it as much, obviously.
Yeah. First question this morning from Mark Narducci. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Rob. Coach, wanted to ask you, is there any update on Michael Corby?
We're going to find out today. Michael actually had to go to the doctor. Tyler Wade, our athletic trainer, took him to the doctor today. So we're going to get an update on him, hopefully later in the afternoon, and then we'll go from there. But Mike was not able to finish the game with an ankle injury.
Who was it that replaced him again?
Wyatt Hummel. Mike didn't play the whole New Hampshire game either. He was out that game 2 weeks ago. So Wyatt Hummel has been the kind of backup reserve guard for either side. So Wyatt Hummel, number 70, is the guy who replaced Mike on Saturday and also played the entire New Hampshire game.
One other question I wanted to ask you, Mark. You talked about your passing game. You don't throw it as much as other teams, but you've been really successful in the deep ball. Can you explain that? Is it something you work on a lot in practice? Is it just Connor's ability to do that with the receivers?
Well, Connor has a nice arm, and, he's just been obviously playing more now last year compared to this year. Now it's his second year, and he's putting the ball on the money. He's not overthrowing. He's not underthrowing. He's been able to put the ball on the money. And, you know, he and Pringle and Hayek and Sanchez, obviously, you weren't to week 10, week 11, week 12 now. So, you know, they have the opportunity to work together that much more in practice. So as they're continuing to get that timing down, I think that's part of it. And, the guys, Pringle's doing a good job running under it and getting to the ball, as opposed to, like I said, maybe being under an overthrown situation. So, sometimes you take shots at those 50-50 balls. And fortunately, you know, we're coming down with some of them right now.
Okay, thank you.
Next question for Kevin Trestolini. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, Kev. How are you, bud?
Good. Hey, Coach, you know, you guys have done so many things well this season, played defense really strong, run the ball effectively. You have a very efficient quarterback. I mean, as you look back on this season and look ahead to what's left, what do you feel are the things that you guys do the best that has enabled you to be as good as you are this year?
Well, I think, and I don't know, you know, the best, right? I think we're, I've said this before, I think we have a fairly mature team, a lot of experienced guys, some older guys that have played a lot of football for us. So they're doing their job. We're preaching to these guys, don't try to do too much. And, you know, in previous years, sometimes a guy will try to make a play, even though he's not hitting the right gap, but we're doing less of that this year. Our guys are playing fundamentally sound football and we're playing more physical. We got more hats running to the ball on defense. You know, we haven't created a ton of turnovers, but we haven't given it away a whole lot either. So obviously that's super important to hang on to the football. I just think our guys playing together longer and having the opportunity to, you know, just be a little more physical up front in the interior lines on both sides of the ball. And like I said, more hats running to the ball on defense. We try to go in every game, Kevin, with a balanced attack. And then sometimes a little bit of a weather situation might determine one way or another is obviously what the defense is doing to you. And Connor's doing a great job taking what's there without trying to do too much. Maybe last year, his first year starting, he tried to put it in some windows that were maybe just a little too tight to throw it in there. And now he's not doing that and so on. So I credit to, you know, having a team that's leading themselves pretty much. You know, when you have a player driven team, that goes a long way instead of trying to pull them along from a coaching perspective. Our staff's doing a really nice job making adjustments when the adjustments need to be made, whether it's from 1 week to the next, or maybe from one half to the next. As I mentioned, we didn't run the ball that well in the first half. And then, you know, you go in at halftime, we came out, we were pretty effective in the running game the second half with a couple tweaks here and there. So credit the staff, obviously credit the team. I just think we're playing a little cleaner right now because we're playing more physical and just trying to do our 1-11th instead of trying to do too much.
You guys in Delaware have identical records and you seem like very similar teams. Also, I mean, in sizing up the Blue Hens, do you see a lot of the same qualities in their team that you see in your team?
You know, I do. And obviously, I'm just getting to start myself with the film on all phases. But when you look at where they are and what they've been doing, you look at statistically, although statistics don't always give the big picture, but I think there are a lot of similarities there. They're flying to the football on defense. They're hitting the pass game on offense. Obviously, you got Marcus there when he's available to have the big play. He's a big play potential guy because he's got great speed. So we think we have some backs that are similar in that regard as well. So I think they're pretty balanced on offense. I think they fly the ball on defense. And, you know, in looking at some of their special teams this morning, they do some great things there. So I think it's a very evenly matched game, and I think it's going to be a pretty exciting atmosphere.
Hey, Mark, one more thing. Is Ethan Potter back playing now? I saw he missed some games due to injury, I guess.
Yeah, he missed some. What did he have? I believe he had an ankle, but he's been back the last 2 weeks. So he's been rotating in, playing some secondary and playing some special teams for us. So Ethan is back in, and I know he'll be excited to go down in his home state there and play some football.
Thanks, Mark. See you Saturday.
You got it, Kev.
Mark, your next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, having been part of, you know, this Battle of the Blue for as long as you have, how kind of neat is it to be in a situation where this year it's a straight-up championship game, you know, for a pair of the conference title?
Yeah, that's, I guess, an added bonus that we both have done well enough in the previous 10 games to put ourselves in this position. You know, this is one of those games, and a lot of us say it week in and week out, no matter who you're playing in the CAA, but, you know, when you have the rivalry aspect to it, I always used to say going into the game, throw the records out the window. Each team's going to show up, and they're going to play their tail off regardless of what the records are. So now the fact that we both have the same record, playing for the same stakes and all those things, I think that just adds to it a little bit. So fortunately, we're both in a position where we have an opportunity to not only win the Battle of the Blue and keep that trophy at home if we can, we also have an opportunity to get a conference or at least a share of the conference title as well. So I just think that'll add a little more flavor to it, to be honest.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and hopefully we'll be talking again next Monday morning.
Sounds great, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.